Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started another section, Glad Tidings to the Believer. So under that we did a long hadith explaining the experiences a person goes through at the time of death. And for a pious person, what a beautiful experience is. What a beautiful experience. The malaika come as far as the eyes can see, this person can see malaika, their faces are shining brighter than the sun. They're coming with the ether and the perfume, and then they're coming with cloths of silk, and they're coming with this ether and this perfume of musk. And in such a beautiful manner this person's life is taken. And then day after, how easily his ruh comes out of his body. And then day after, that ruh is taken up right up to the seventh heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs that this person's name be written in the illiyin, in the special, among the special servants. And then now it comes back to the qabr. And then at the qabr, what a beautiful situation this person goes through. And there also, now he sees in the qabr, he sees a beautiful, very, very handsome person, beautiful person. And he asks this person, who you are? And this person says that I'm your good deeds and I'm your amal. So all this, and the questioning also, how nice it goes. And we discussed also the two explanations that ulama give as far as answering and seeing when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the barriers between that person in the qabr to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are removed. Or some ulama explain that a type of a picture is shown to this person there in the qabr. Or the third explanation that the ulama of the tasawwuf give is, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be present. Imagine what a beautiful scene this whole thing will be, not something that a person fights for. So continuing with this chapter, عن جعفر عن محمد عن أبيه ابن الخزرج عن أبيه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ونظر إلى ملك الموت عند رأس رجل من الأنصار فقال يا ملك الموت ارفق بصاحبي فإنه مؤمن فقال ملك الموت طب نفسا وقر عينا واعلم أني بكل مؤمن رفيق. الخزرج narrates from his father رضي الله عنهم, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, when he saw the angel of death at the head side of an Ansari man. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually saw the angel of death at the head side of one person from the Ansar, So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, O angel of death, be compassionate to my companion because he is a believer. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the angel of death. O angel of death, be compassionate on this person. Be compassionate on my companion because he is a believer. The angel of death replied, look at the jawab that the angel of death had given. That take cheer and delight, telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. Take cheer and delight and know well that I am compassionate to every believer. Imagine how nice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt to hear this. He was so worried about his ummah. And here the angel of death is telling him, take cheer and take delight and know well that I'm compassionate on every believer. أخرج البراء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن المؤمن إذا احتضر أتته الملائكة بحريرة فيها مسك وعنبر وريحان فتسل روحه كما تسل الشعرة من العجين ويقال أيتها النفس المطمئنة أخرجي راضية مرضية عليك إلى روح الله وكرامته فإذا خرجت روحه وضعت على ذلك المسك والريحان وطويت عليه الحريرة وذهب به إلى عليين. Hazrat Al-Barra رضي الله عنه narrates on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a believer is in the throes of death, now when a believer is right at the last time in the throes of death, angels come to him with a silken cloth in which is musk, amber and sweet basil. His soul is then removed softly, just as a strand of hair is removed from dough. Sometimes when a person is kneading dough and a piece of hair or a strand of hair gets stuck there, how easily that hair comes out. So like that, his ruh, his soul is then removed softly, just as a strand of hair is removed from dough. It is addressed, O life, which was satisfied with the orders of Allah Ta'ala, go towards Allah's mercy and magnificence whilst you are pleased with Him and He is pleased with you. When his soul leaves him, it is placed on that musk and sweet vessel, wrapped in that silken cloth, and taken towards the Illiyin. How beautiful the ruh also is taken, not just taken like that, it's taken in a beautiful shroud, beautiful cloth that has got this beautiful silken smell, and has got this vessel, has got this smell of musk and sweet vessel. Now it's wrapped in there, beautifully wrapped in there, and now it's taken up to the Illiyin. So beautiful that way also, the manner in which the person's ruh is taken away. There's one more hadith. When Ibn Jurayjin radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها إذا عاين المؤمن الملائكة قالوا نرجعك إلى الدنيا ويقول إلى دار الهموم والأحزان قدموني إلى الله تعالى. Hazrat Ibn Jurayj radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when a believer looks at the angels, so now we know it's at the time of death, and this person is able, people in the room, they may be there, they don't see the angels, but the person that is about to pass away, he sees the angels. So now this is what he's explaining, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when a believer looks at the angels, they say to him, so now these angels are saying to this person, should we take you back to the world? So now when this whole manzar of akhirat is open to this person, the malaika come there. Now he's seeing the beauty, now all this he's experiencing. So they ask him one question, that should we take you back to the world? In other words, must we not remove your soul? After this manzar is seen, this person sees it, so they ask him this question, that should we take you back to the world? In other words, must we not remove your soul? They're giving him that choice now at that moment. So he replies, it's so called as though they're giving him a choice. We know that the person's time is up. But just to show that excitement that this person is going through. So the malaika also asked him that, should we take you back to the world? Must we not remove your soul? This person replies, who's about to pass away. He replies, you want to take me back to the world of worries and grief? Take me to Allah. So this is what this person replies. You want to take me back to the world of worries and grief? Take me to Allah. So much of excitement that who got now to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst these people. From these hadiths we see that maut is actually a beautiful thing. Like the hadith mentions, tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut, that the gift of a believer is maut. Such a beautiful thing that even if a person is asked now, like the hadith is saying, do you want to go back? And he says, no, I don't want to go back to a world of grief and worries. I want to go to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful thing, nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be scared of, nothing to be worried of. Actually, this is something that a believer looks forward to. May Allah Pak make us from amongst them. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.